بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا محمد. The respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, inshallah, tonight we are going to talk about Surah Al-A'raf. The surah, inshallah, will be read in the Taraweeh. What is the main theme or the central idea of the surah? This surah talks about stand up firmly for the deen and do not go with the flow. You know, some people go with the flow because of their friends, because of the pressure of work, because of many factors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this surah is reminding us not to go with the flow. I have a hadith. This hadith was considered da'if hadith, weak hadith, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the ulama said it is authentic up to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we cannot say for sure it was from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but yes, we can say for sure it was of the words of the Sahabi, the great Sahabi, the great scholar of Islam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba ajma'in. He said, لا يكون أحدكم إمعا. One of you should not be an imma'a. Imma'a, somebody who goes with the flow, he does not have a firm opinion. People tell him to go this way, he goes this way, go that way, he goes that way. لا يكن أحدكم imma'a. Do not be an imma'a, somebody who just suspended, somebody who is, you know, going with the flow. تقولون, saying, إن أحسن الناس وأحسننا. If people do good, we will do good. وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمْنَا. And if they commit injustice, we are with them. We will commit injustice. وَلَكِنْ but وَطِّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَىٰ إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ تُحْسِنُوا. Make sure that you train yourself, you teach yourself that when people do good, you do good. But when people commit injustice and do bad, do not go with the flow. So the central idea of Surah Al-A'raf is stand firmly for the deen, do not just go with the flow. And we will start after ayah 1, alif lam mim sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 2, kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrika harajun minhu. A book that was revealed to you, you should not be distressed about this book or hesitant. The word haraj also mean like shy, you know, like the sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, sister, do not be shy of your hijab. Brother, young brother in the school, do not be shy of your Islam. Brother at your work, do not be shy of your iman. You should not be hesitant. You should not be shy of this deen, of your Quran, of your iman, of your religion. Because this is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to the first story in the surah, which is the story of Adam alayhi salam. We have talked about Adam alayhi salam profoundly. But subhanAllah, in this scene of Surah Al-A'raf, we have an expression that was not mentioned in any of the scenes of the other surahs of the story of Adam alayhi salam. And here we have a very important lesson that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the same story in different surahs, we should not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating the story. No, every surah talks about a different scene, different perspective, different details. So what detail I'm talking about in the story of Adam that was not mentioned in any of the other surahs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Dallahuma comes from the word dalla in Arabic, which means to leave something suspended. The same idea of the surah, that shaitan tried to convince Adam and his wife slowly and gradually with different tricks, with different deceptions, to leave the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he was able to put them in the suspension zone. And this is the zone that the surah is talking about, do not go with the flow. Which means, oh, today, alhamdulillah, I am in the masjid, I do everything perfectly. But now, tomorrow, I go with my friends, they invite me to do something, then I go with the flow. So, Iblis was able gradually to take Adam and his wife to be in the suspended state, in the middle state. This dallahuma bigharur, and then he was able to convince them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a great lesson here, that the trick of shaitan starts to take us gradually from obedience to disobedience. A dangerous zone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the suspended zone, the go with the flow zone, the zone that I am not sure which way should I go, my yaqeen is here or there. This is a very dangerous zone that shaitan takes advantage fully. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 25 of the surah mentions, ayah 26 mentions the libas of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasa yuwari sawatikum warisha, wa libas of taqwa dhalika khair. O sons of Adam, we have descended unto you clothing to protect your private parts and rish, feathers, the ulama say, for beauty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first half of the ayah is talking about the physical beauty. You know, people use clothing for what? For protection, against cold, against heat, and also to look nice, right? To look nice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the second half of the ayah, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. So as we said before, there are two types of clothing in Islam. The first one is the outside clothing for the body, but the more important clothing is the clothing of taqwa, which will protect us from falling into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that moment, the sawa, the private parts, our weakness will come out, and shaitan will take advantage of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us to ayah number 28. Of course, I'm not explaining all the ayat, I'm just taking the main elements of the surah. Ayah number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the dangers to be in the go with the flow zone. What danger the ayah is talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا أَبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. They said, when they did the bad deeds, the bad things, we found our forefathers doing this, and we are following their footsteps. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that one dangerous thing that will guide us to this zone that shaitan wants us to be in, which is the go with the flow, is to follow blindly the customs, without thinking about these customs, without bringing these customs next to the Quran and Sunnah, and asking the question, is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants? Or is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want? So the customs have to be checked always. You know, the Arab had so many customs. Some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved and said keep them, like being generous. But many other customs the Arab had to leave because of Islam, because of Allah, because of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will wait for the adhan and we will continue inshallah. Again, the central theme, the central idea of Surah Al-A'raf, which will be read tonight inshallah in the Taraweeh, is stand firmly for the deen, do not be in the middle zone, which is the go with the flow. When people do good, I do good. When people influence me and pressure me, I go with them. This is the central idea of Surah Al-A'raf. I would like to mention this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adama, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إن الله لا يحب المسرفين. O sons of Adam, take your adornment to every masjid and eat and drink, but do not exceed the limits. ولا تسرفوا إن الله لا يحب المسرفين. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who go to extremes. Now this is a very interesting ayah. The ulama said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to take the adornment for every masjid, this relates to the fact that the Arab used to make tawaf around the Kaaba naked without clothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, when you come to the masjid, take the best adornment you can. And I remember a story of an old man, subhanallah. He was an old man, a humble man. He had a small store next to the masjid. So when he used to hear the adhan, he would take off his working clothes and he would put a special garment that he had dedicated for salah. And subhanallah, this man, he passed away in the state of sujood in the masjid. When his son was asked about the ahwal of his father, he said, the only famous deed, different deed that I can relate the husn al-khatima of my father was that he used to value salah a lot by always putting this special garment for salah and for the masjid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, O sons of Adam, take your zina, take your adornment, put the best clothing you can for the masjid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the second part of the ayah a very interesting idea. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink, but do not go beyond the limits, excessively. Now the ulama asked, what is the relationship between the masjid and eating and drinking? It's in one ayah. Half of the ayah talks about putting adornment and beautiful clothing and preparing yourself with wudu and tahara for the masjid. The other half of the ayah talks about eating and drinking. Some of the ulama believe that this has to do with the most perfect diet. Now, if you survey the most perfect diet according to the doctors and experts of diet, they tell you, eat five times a day with moderate portions, small portions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems to suggest in this ayah that a Muslim should eat with the time of salah. Notice that in Ramadan we are recommended to eat with Fajr, which is Suhoor right before Fajr, and with Maghrib. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not delay your fasting. When Maghrib comes, break your fasting immediately. So it seems like the ayah is suggesting that the most perfect diet is to eat five times a day, and these meals should be what? Moderate and small. Do not eat excessively. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Then the surah takes us to the main theme of the surah, which is the name of the surah, Al-A'raf and the people of A'raf. We said that the main theme of the surah, the central idea of the surah, do not go with the flow, stand firmly for the deen. Don't allow people to pressure you and take you and just go with the flow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of A'raf, after which the surah was named. What is the story of those people? The ulama say, these are people that will be delayed from entering Jannah. And this is not from Quran and Sunnah. This is from a narration attributed to Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that these people eventually will enter Jannah. But what we know for fact, that people of Jannah have entered Jannah, people of Jahannam have entered Jahannam, and these people are found in a middle zone. Why? Because they were not firm when it came to deen. They were in the middle zone. Oh, I'm hesitant to go this way or that way. Go with the flow, this way or that way. So subhanallah, because of that action in dunya, the same thing happened to them in akhirah. Because they were hesitant. They did not go with the yaqeen, with the iman, with the people of deen. They did not stand up firmly for the deen. They were hesitant in the middle. They went with the flow. They were not sure. This way or that way? Should I go this way or that way? But you know, Allah taught you, you should go with the deen, with the iman, with the people of taqwa, with the effort of deen. Do not suspend yourself like shaitan suspended Adam and his wife, as we saw in the previous ayat. So this idea is very, very important. The Suratul Araf talks about people of Araf, people who suspended themselves in the dunya, not going with the haq, with the truth, with iman, with people of taqwa, with the effort of deen. They just hanged right there, with the flow. I'm going with the flow. So the same thing happened to them at the last day of judgment, at Al-Akhirah. And they were delayed. And they will stay there according to their a'mal. Allah knows how much time. And they will see the adab. I don't have the time to enter into the conversation. But this is the idea of the surah. And it comes from the fact that we should not go with the flow. We should stand up firm for the deen and go with the people of haq firmly and quickly. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the stories of Al-Anbiya. He narrates the story of Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Saleh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, and Shu'aib alayhi salam. What is the idea here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, if you study these stories of Al-Anbiya, you come to the perfect conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save الَّذِينَ مَعَهُمْ. Every ayah after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of the Prophet, he said, we saved those who were with the Prophet. They went with the Prophet. They stayed with the Prophet. They obeyed the Prophet. No hesitant, no middle state. No go with the flow state. So this is the message of all these ayat and stories of the Prophet. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that his punishment could come suddenly. In ayah number 97, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions clearly, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Do people of the towns think that they are safe from our punishment, that it might come while they are asleep? أَوْ أَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Or they think that they are safe from our punishment, that it might come at the time of duha while they are playing with the ahwal of dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not put yourself in the middle state, because this middle state is very dangerous and the adab might come and take that person that is found in the middle state with those who are punished. What is the proof of this idea? The next story, which is the story of the people of the Sabbath. Allahu Akbar. Very, very interesting. Those people, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a day of worship. Allah gave them the Sabbath, the Saturday. He said, do not work, dedicate yourself for worship. You asked for it, so I gave it to you. Now, the fish used to come on Saturday right next to them. Somebody bows down, he can catch the fish. And the rest of the days, the fish goes to the most profound part of the sea. SubhanAllah. This was the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made the trick, they made tunnels. They allowed the fish to come on Saturday. They closed the gates and they would catch the fish some other day, thinking that they are cheating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sharia. What happened? They were divided into three groups. One group, the group that did the act, the one who were playing tricks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Sharia. The other group, the people who were reminding everyone not to do that. And the third group said, why do you bother yourself, man? Just leave them alone. Why? The ones who suspended themselves in the middle. And this is the idea of the surah, Al-A'raf, right? So when the punishment came, the ulama differed. The ulama for sure said that those who committed the act were punished. They were converted into pigs and monkeys. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved those who used to do amr bil ma'roof wa nahi al munkar. Now the ulama differed regarding the middle group. Some ulama say, certainly they were punished also. Other ulama say, well, we know something for sure. What is it? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention them. They did not say anything to those people, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated them the same way. He did not mention their status, he did not mention their end. SubhanAllah, jaza'an wifaqa. So the idea of Surah Al-A'raf, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, is this. Do not suspend yourself in the middle. You should stand firmly for the deen, for the effort of deen, with the work of deen, and be with the people of deen. Do not go with the flow. Saying like Hadrat Abdullah Mas'ud said, if people do good, I will do good. If people do bad, I will be with them. This is a very dangerous state. A Muslim must stand up firmly for deen. And I finish with the fact that this is the first surah that brings the first sajda of the Quran. What is the lesson? The lesson is, when you hear the sajda, we go immediately for sujood. This is the sunnah, this is the instruction, right? Similarly, when I and you hear the instruction of Allah, the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must bow down quickly, just like we bow down for the sajda. Do not be in the middle position. Do not be in the go with the flow position. We must stand up for the deen, for the effort. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.